Hunter Biden's lawyer claims client did not share money with Joe Biden, contradicting Hunter's own words. By Wendell Hasebo on September 19, 2023. Hunter Biden's lawyer, Abby Lowell, recently claimed his client did not share money with President Joe Biden, contradicting Hunter Biden's own messages to family members. "I can tell you that Hunter did not share his business with his dad," Lowell told CNN. "I can tell you that he did not share money from his businesses with his dad. And as the evidence out there, his dad, like all good parents, tried to help Hunter when Hunter needed that help." The statement by Lowell, a newer member of the Hunter Biden defense team, is a dramatic narrative shift in the Biden world. Before the 2020 election, Joe Biden consistently claimed that he never spoke to his son about the family business. "First of all, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their business, period," Biden said in August 2019. Joe Biden maintained that position until June 2023, when White House spokesman Ian Sams alleged that Joe Biden was not in business with his family. "As we have said many times before, the president was not in business with his son," he said June 29. The narrative changes contradict Hunter Biden's communications with family members. A total of three times Hunter Biden claimed that Joe Biden was involved in his finances. "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for, sick, 30 years. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary," Hunter Biden wrote his daughter, Naomi, in a January 2019 message. Hunter Biden lashed out at First Lady Jill Biden in a 2018 text message to his romantic partner and late brother's widow, calling her a selfish, silly, entitled CNT and claiming he financially supported the Biden family. "I supported, my GM family, including some of the costs you should have used your salary to pay for the last 24 years, Hunter said. The president's son also alleged in a 2018 text message to his assistant that he shared a bank account with Joe Biden and paid his bills for years. "The Wells Fargo account shut me out again," his assistant, Katie Dodge, texted Hunter Biden. "Too many cooks in the kitchen," he replied on April 12, 2018. "Too many profile changes and such. Happened 10 days ago too. What do you need? I'm going to bank in a few. Need to verify identity in person. I need to pay it in T," Dodge responded. "My dad has been using most lines on this account, which I've, through the gracious offerings of Eric Schwerin, have paid for past 11 years," Hunter replied. The text messages are evidence that Joe Biden was financially involved with Hunter Biden. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, launched an impeachment inquiry last week into Joe Biden to uncover how deeply Joe Biden was involved in the family business. "This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public. It's exactly what we want to know, the answers," he said. The House Oversight Committee intends to subpoena Hunter and James Biden's personal and business bank records, a committee spokesperson told Breitbart News on Tuesday. Republican lawmakers are curious about Joe Biden's 2017 tax returns, in which his entity, Celtic Capri Corp., listed nearly $10 million without specifying revenue line items, raising concerns about who paid the entity and for what. "It is apparently common for personal tax returns to not list line item income of S Corporation's entities," according to Jerry Allison, a CPA of Allison Financial Services who practiced accounting for over 30 years. However, the lack of detail should raise concern for House investigators, he noted. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.